Blog Talk Radio.
Our spiritual foundation, our biblical foundation, question is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I rose and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
yes.
O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay, Mama, there's the case that won't go is in the potter's hand,
yes.
So are ye in my hand,
yes, yes.
O house of Israel. But I would say, thank you, Jesus. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God,
hallelujah,
whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us.
Yes, yes, yes.
In
Jesus'
name.
I can see
you, May we come to the right place today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening, this afternoon.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. Take out your Bible. Take out your composition notebook.
Yes.
gift that comes in on that fourth Sunday after they share their spiritual meal,
With us, we have a natural man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So you're able to come out. Hallelujah. Get your soul fed. Hallelujah. And then sit down and chill with the saints of God with a free fellowship meal. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank God for all that He's done and doing and going to do. We thank God for having the edifice. Hallelujah. When we get our moving date, we will let you know. Hallelujah. We thank God for his beautiful sanctuary and classroom. Hallelujah. And childcare room. Hallelujah. For his own private interest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the shower stations, for the homeless in the northeast, south, and west of Baltimore City. We thank God for adding on to the church, through the homeless ministry.
Yes.
We thank God we have to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills.
Hallelujah.
And watch God add on to the church through the homeless ministry. We thank God for all the families that we've been able to feed and clothe and just help out in so many ways. We thank God for all that he has done, all that he's doing.
Yes.
We thank God even for us because this month we have a fifth Saturday.
Yes.
Next Saturday is Super Saturday.
Yes.
Hallelujah! Yes. And y'all, the church will be going down to the world famous Lexington Market,
yes,
passing out the word of God,
yes,
ministering to people. Hallelujah! Praying for people. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. They won't be the same when we leave. Hallelujah!
Yes.
Then we're going inside to have lunch. Hallelujah! Then we're coming back to the church. To take off our gold caps and t-shirts. Hallelujah. We're going to be down there. You won't be able to miss us. We're going to have yellow gold t-shirts and caps on, and we're going to be passing out the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's nothing like bringing somebody out of darkness into this marvelous light.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lexington Market wasn't the same. Hallelujah. When we left the last time, we're going to go down there again.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And bless somebody's life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this month also has a fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. This Sunday is Minister to Your Family Sunday. We will not be having service that Sunday. The family came before the church, y'all. Hallelujah. Ask God, what can you do with your family? Have potluck. Hallelujah. You can't come tell the people about something from the supermarket. Hallelujah. Everybody bring a game over to the house. Let's play games. Take them out to the picnic. Take them to the beach. Hallelujah. Gather the family around. Ask God, what can you do to minister to the family? Hallelujah. So the family unit can get stronger. Hallelujah. And so that you have an opportunity to pass the word of God out, pass the word of God to the family. And watch God bless the family, y'all. Thank God for all that he's done. Hallelujah. And what he's doing also, Goodness Youth Club has a project going on right now. They are selling wristbands. Hallelujah. A bag of five for $5. Or ask somebody, hey, can I buy this one? And it's the scripture is on the wristband. Hallelujah. Match them up with your clothes. Buy a bag of five or ten, a couple bags. Hallelujah. Every time you change your clothes, you change your wristband.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You may be down in the dust one day and look down at your wrist and you got the word of God and it's just the scripture that you need.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's also a good witnessing tool.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nobody's going to refuse the gift.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You can pass out the bottom, purchase them, and pass them out. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, hey, Jesus loves you, and give them something. They may not want to hear Jesus loves you, but you know what? They aren't going to refuse their gift.
That's right.
It's going to lift their heart. It's going to change them, y'all. Yeah. Hallelujah. Put the dots on the page and watch God connect the dots. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And watch God change lives through his word and through the love that's in you that's going to be shining out to others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pastor.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
We'd
just like to add that we also started a special partner program for those who send their donations to the church through the post office and Cash App. And we thank God we've gotten from various parts of Baltimore, and we've gotten people from with Randallstown and all, and with Salt Lake City, Utah, we've got they're part of this new program. When they send something, we're going to send them a book. It may be Tony Evans, or but we're going to send them a book because they're part of the project and program. So if you want to join that, send a donation via our Cash App or the U.S. Postal Service. And if you want to do U.S. Postal Service, that's the Pilot House, Post Office Box
24554,
Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you, Pastor Peter. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
To the housekeeping suggestion.
Thank you.
Lord,
thank you.
And one of the things that we do mention about the tower station, Baltimore had 5 public baths. And one of them is still around. This started in 1890. And by the time 1930 got here, they had 5.
Wow.
The first one was in Canton. The second one was at Terry Street and Washington Boulevard. And guess what? That building is still standing.
Wow.
They turned it into, it is an apartment building now, but it was a public bath.
Mm.
And that's what we want to do again. That shower station. I just thought I'd throw that little history in there because you know we love the history, don't we?
Praise God. Yes, we do. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. I want y'all to know this. The God is in the healing business.
Yes, he is.
And there's so many people that need healing.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out one great thing. You know, I found out something very special. Do you know what I found out? I found out that God wants to heal you every way you can. Everywhere you breathe. You're in radio land, or you here right now.
Yes, yes.
Everywhere you heard,
God wants to heal you. Everywhere.
After the song, we want you to hear. We'll be
together.
Thank you. Away. From inside out and outside in.
How do you put honey?
The family fell.
Because the family
fell.
Family fell.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait a minute. Can you say it again?
The church had to come because the family fell.
Okay.
So the church job is to get the family back in order.
Okay. All right. So if something else did not fall, then something else wouldn't have to happen.
That's right.
Okay, but something had to happen for something to happen. Okay?
Thank
so
God.
There's a time for family and for family ministry.
Yeah.
Okay, Hebrews 10:25 talks about a time to gather in the church. You know, the word of God says fail not to assemble yourselves.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
So there's a purpose in us getting together. Sometimes we the fellowship is good. Sometimes you'll be going through something all by yourself, and you feel like you're the only one on this island.
Yes.
You're the only one going through this.
Yes.
And then you had testimony service, and somebody said, I thank God for, because he blessed me the image to come through such and such. And you think like, oh my God, that's what I'm going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it lets you know, hey, if that God brought that person through, God will bring you through too.
No,
you're not the only one going through this situation all by yourself.
Amen.
And sometimes you can even hook up with that person and say, hey, can you tell me how you made it through? Or can you please be touching and praying with that agreement?
Right.
The prayer of agreement with me?
Yeah.
God, give me the strength to get through this because it's not easy, you know? Okay, there's a time for husband and wife to get together for ministry. Date night, date day, vacation, time for just the two of them. It's nice to go on vacation with children. And sometimes it's time to...
Leave them home.
Amen. Amen. Let somebody else take care of the children while the husband and wife can take my case. There's nothing to go on the children. If it's time for everybody to be together, then it's time for your...
Yes.
No, the husband and wife, they need to be by themselves sometimes. Why are so many marriages falling apart? Why are so many kids unhappy at home? So some of the children are pastors' children. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And people say they're the worst.
Oh,
well, but it wouldn't be said if family ministry was going on.
Come on now.
They wouldn't be killing themselves. They wouldn't be hanging themselves. They wouldn't be able to take on drugs. They wouldn't be the ones trying to find a way out. They wouldn't be the ones in the gangs or anything. And we were told of a story once. In a meeting of women that was given, you had to tell somebody that you loved them. And everybody was given the ribbon. You had to, in the course of that day, you had to give that ribbon to somebody and tell and say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy, he put the ribbon in his pocket. You know, he had just got busy and put the ribbon in his pocket. And then at the end of the day, he emptied out his pocket and he said, oh, wow, I still got this ribbon. And he took the ribbon, he was going downstairs, and his son was coming up the steps. He gave his son the ribbon. And he said, son, I love you. And his son started crying. He said, Dad, I was going to my room to kill myself.
Wow.
He said, I didn't think anybody loved me.
Wow.
And we can go through so much beating up in this world that you feel like that.
Yes.
You know, your family told you in time past you love that they love you. But at that time, you don't remember that because you've just gone through so much. Beating up, you're going through so much that it's like, you know, the enemy will make you forget somebody told you that they love you, and you just feel as if I'm on this island all by myself, I can't take it anymore. It's just, if one more thing comes, it's just over with. And you know what? And that's why it's good to tell someone that you love them. And I just saw them TikTok, somebody walked up to this gentleman, and I think he's in a wheelchair, and they said, I love you. And the man started crying.
Oh, wow.
He said, I don't remember the last time somebody told me that they loved me.
Praise the Lord.
And that was like, wow. You know, just them three little words. You know, you think like, how in the world can that make a difference in somebody's life? You just telling somebody, hey, I love you. You know, wow.
Mm-mm-mm.
But these things wouldn't be happening if in the family, if we were ministering to the family. Hallelujah. Husbands wouldn't be going downtown. Hallelujah. To the red light district, being satisfied or being comforted if he was being ministered to at home. The wife wouldn't be going on, I suppose, a girl's road trip. Hallelujah. And having a fling. Hallelujah.
Watch out.
Hey. And also, how can you minister to anybody if you're tired, if you're pooped out, if you are taking out time for yourself? Hallelujah. How can you do it? It's impossible. There's 7 days in a week. Okay? And let's just say Sunday, okay, we're in church on Sunday. We know God's going to be ministering. We're going to minister to the Lord every day. Okay? He's first of all, first foremost. Monday, ministering to yourself. Tuesday, let's say family. Let's say spousal ministry. Let's say Wednesday. Let's say outside ministry or another family, you'll minister to another family. On Thursday, you'll minister in to your home, okay? You got to take care of the house. Friday, let's say street evangelism. And let's say Saturday, your kids. You're going to minister, that's a whole great big gamut of a ministry. You're going to touch so many bases. But when you're ministering to your family, you know what? When they grow up and leave home, they won't be able to say, "My, you left us a sinful ourselves." It doesn't, and everything doesn't take money. Hallelujah! You can make up a game. You can teach your children some of the games that you learned or taught to you when you were a child. We didn't. When I was coming up, we didn't always have money to go to the store and buy games. There was no. I didn't know the game of Connect Four, or whatever. We played this game of dots. It's now a game everybody knows how to play. Putting the dots on the notebook paper. You only need a sheet of paper and a pencil. Hallelujah. Sometimes when my baby sister and I, we pulled each other around the house with in a box. And the groceries came to the house in a box when the food was delivered, and we made a toy out of that box. We were able to minister to the family. We were able to minister to each other in the house. And the family. My mother was a huge stay-at-home mom. Dad went out and worked. It was a good thing to be able to have a parent there. Hallelujah. So you'd be able to talk to a parent and be able to have fun at home. So therefore, you don't have to worry about where your children are or who's or leaving up to someone outside of your home to minister to your children, fun when you know the fun that you're giving to your children. Ministry, the family, keeping the family together, the husbands and the wives taking out time for each other, grandma taking out time for the children and all, and putting things in the children so the children put things, deposit things into the grandchildren. God did it all. God will give you ideas. Everything doesn't take money. Just like if you and your companion need time outside the home, and you say, "Well, we don't have a whole lot of money." You're going to eat dinner, aren't you? You're going to eat lunch, aren't you? Bag it up, pack it up. You're already drowning. You want to use up the gas. Go somewhere. Go to the harbor. Go down to Boston Sea Harbor. Park facing the water. Hallelujah. That's a picnic area down there. Hallelujah. Ask God, Lord, where can we go or what can we do to minister to each other to get out of the home? Sometimes just need a different scenery. You never know who you're going to bless. That's what people seeing you. You never know who's going to come up to you and say, "Wow, y'all really look like saints of God. Y'all are different. Are y'all married?" It's so strange sometimes to see a married couple and see them happy. They shouldn't be. Y'all, it shouldn't be. The wife shouldn't be trying to get away from the husband. The husband shouldn't be trying to get away from the wife. If she's man and old ball of chain, I can't wait to get it. And one man said, he ain't retired. I ain't retiring. That 100-day list is too long. I'm staying on the job. I'm retiring one job. I'm going to another job. Hallelujah. But ask God, Lord, how can I minister to the family? How can I minister to the children? And sometimes they may seem like, and the children today always want something electronic. Hallelujah. Show them how they can be blessed just by using their mind. Let them know the computer that they already have, the computer that God gave them, that was up here before anything electronic was made. Show them how smart they are. Hallelujah. Ask God, how can you build a relationship with your children, with your grandchildren? Hallelujah. And watch God do it. Put the dots on the page and watch God connect the dots. God will do it. God will do it. And you ask him, he will show you. And you will be so surprised that different things when you're spending time with your grandchildren, how God will allow different things to come up and how you will be able to minister to them. And then later on, and you never know what subjects will come up. You never know what's on their mind, what's on their heart. And sometimes the different things that they have been experiencing, that's what happens to them, will blow your mind. And I guarantee you, it's stuff that we didn't face when we were coming up. But thank God he gave us on the inside what our children, what our grandkids need, so that we can talk to them. And when they talk to you, it's going to let you know just how to cover them in prayer, because they're facing a whole lot. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we're able to ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us.
Hallelujah. And who don't know where the heart still beating? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives.
Oh, yeah.
you, Jesus. Oh, we pray about you. Oh, give him a way, Lord.
Intercessor,
if you have a Scoville study Bible already, do you have one?
No, I don't.
praise God. I was going to say, give it to somebody else if you don't. If you have one already, that's yours. And one of the things that happens to people who enter you, now this is something that you did on your own, and see, that's how you know somebody anointed and appointed for a job. Where's this other book?
Which one, Pastor? The composition?
The composition book, okay. You got two of them. And I'll tell you how to operate these after the service. You got 5 minutes.
Yes.
One is the miracle prayer list. And I already got four names I want you to put it in. And then the other one is the miracle list. So we got the miracle prayer list, and then we got the miracle book.
Dang.
In other words, you're going to pray for miracles, and then when the miracles come, you're going to put them in this book.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We didn't give it any credits.
We
need about,
well, we had some.
Or give up about four.
Right.
But you don't have to give it to us right now. That's later on. The two of you, if you would lay hands on this sister right now. She's the organizational, official organizational intercessor. Who wants to lead the prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise and thank you that this office of leadership has been bestowed upon Father. We know that she counted a high honor from this church and initially from you. We ask, O Lord, that you give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in this office, that she will go forth according to thy bidding, that she will record the miracles as they happen. And pray over them and encourage those to look out for the ones that are coming down the pipe.
Yes.
We praise and thank you, Lord, that she not take this office lightly, but she herself, the lady from the Lord, for wisdom. And as she placed that in her, she will institute it in a fashion that is pleasing unto thee.
Yes.
We pray.
Father God, we thank you for this appointment. I just pray that the appointment is not taken lightly, but that she will fulfill the appointment according to your standard, according to your word, according to your way. We ask God that you make every crooked place straight, every mountain a valley. Let her follow your way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his counsel upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Put on a little more, sir. You can go see your thing. Put on a little more, sir. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And just for your information's sake, we have a copy of the Constitution that will be available to you down here. It's in a binder, and we have it already. And we just want to share that with you. Hallelujah. God bless you real good. Heaven's Father, thank you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap off his head. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's called infrastructure. God is placing infrastructure together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you are blessed anoint and sanctify the elders in Jesus' name.
What else should it be?
Hallelujah. The text on today is 1 Corinthians 11, chapter, verses 23 to 30. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the text on today, it says to examine yourself. And we do that, just that, in the light of the word of the Lord. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2, 24b. Hebrews 9, 22b. Revelations 1, 5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us.
Yes.
Now in the text on today, it says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem go now. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which it was said. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Only one thing you put above yourself is your word, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. What did you about check it? And when he had given thanks, he takes it again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your healing already. Thank you for 18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the toes of our feet. From inside our mouth, out there, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural greater miracles right now in Jesus' name. What up, my boy? Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. Galatians 3:12-13. Psalm 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he thanked again, Lord. He decreed, hallelujah, this is a new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Mother, what's that there for? We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. is already on the doorpost and lintels of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together, that we may be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we boldly say what you said, God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt or the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you for seeing the blood today. Well, but it is, it's better than us. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family. Any spell of a hex, any sex faith. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of a hex, every sex faith. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Your Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our family, and our bonus families, according to Job. Chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're talented. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present a trumpet before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
Pastor Peter, can you tell us what time it is?
Time for the word, Pastor Murray.
Lord Jesus.
Time for the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. But I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use it for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captive free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, of God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with accuracy, excellence, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. We thank you all for the harvest of the seed sown. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase of blessings. And Father God, we thank you for spirits and authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we kiss you from the root tonight to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory. We bless your name in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And everyone said,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, I think you better get the addresses real quick.
Y'all ready? Isaiah 43:26. Proverbs 3:5-6. Romans 10:17. Ephesians 4:10-13. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. 2 Timothy 2:15. 1 John 3:1-2. John 1:12-13. John 3:3. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Proverbs 22:6. Deuteronomy 18:18. Luke 17:6. Psalm 119:105. And Romans 10:15-17.
Hallelujah. I just want to let you know right now that this might have three parts. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was a man named Noah. Not Noah, Noel. Sent by God to change the course of a nation. He said, no, is that in the Bible? Not to my knowledge. He was born October 16th, 1758, and he transitioned May 28th, 1843. But the significant thing about Noah was that he loved words. They called him a linguist, an etymologist. I'm not going to spell that for you. I'll just check that out later on. But many refer to him as the father of modern education. His name was Noah Webster.
Yes.
Oh, it's coming home to you now.
Yes.
In 1828, he published the first dictionary of the English language.
Uh-huh.
And heretofore, in the United States, the same word could be spelled three different ways, depending on where you were. And then on top of that, the same word was spelled a different way in England. He codified the word. She said, look here, it doesn't make sense that theater is spelled as a T-R-E. That's the way they do it in England.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't sound like it. So that's what he put in his dictionary.
Okay.
In many places, they spell color C-O-L-O-U-R.
Uh-huh.
Why? To you.
Yes.
He took it out.
Uh-huh.
And he used that dictionary, and it changed what people were taught. Even in school, in fact, he had what they call the blue book primer that had a lot of what he was dealing with, codifying where this is how it's spelled, should be spelled in California, in New York, in New England, in Florida, the same way. And he did that. Education was his thing. This is the true information, the true spelling. Now, why did I talk about Noel Webster? Because I know, you remember Marion Webster? A lot of folks must have been his daughter or something. The Marion brothers bought the rights to Noel Webster's dictionary.
All right.
That's why they call Marion Webster. No relation. They just bought the rights to it.
Oh.
Hallelujah. But see, I want to share with you for a few minutes, because we got a lot of voices telling us stuff in this world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you, when you say something, I want to find out who told you that. Neighbor?
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Who told you that? We got a lot of voices.
Amen.
You got a lot of people saying a whole lot of stuff. Knowledge is information. But we want the real deal. We want the authentic stuff. We want true knowledge.
Right.
It comes from only one place, y'all.
God.
Amen. And five levels of knowledge. I done told y'all about that.
Yes.
Learned knowledge. Revealed knowledge. Activity knowledge. Mindly knowledge and teaching knowledge comes from God, y'all.
Yeah.
True knowledge. But we got a lot of voices out here telling us, hallelujah, glory to God. You ought to do it this way. You ought to do it this way, that way. And a lot of folks listen to it, especially church folks. They listen to the horrible scope. They listen to the zodocrat. They listen to the misfortune tellers and the harm readers. Babylonian philosophy. They came up with that junky garbage, dealing with false gods, with false promises, and worshiping nothing but a statue sitting on a table. Who told you that? You got to check the source of your information.
Amen.
That's why in this church, the address is important. Because
yes.
I want to know who told you that. Give me the first scripture, because we can move on.
Isaiah 43:26.
Go ahead.
Put me in remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
Yes. Anything that stands the test of time, like the Holy Bible has done. Because it's God's word. The word says heaven and earth are God's word, but not his word.
Amen.
It's going to stand.
Amen. That's right.
Who told you that? Somebody could come and say, "But I had a dream." If it's contrary to the word of God, take that dream and 50 cents. Oh, that's right. You can't even buy a cup of coffee. Just forget it.
Amen.
Yes, the Bible says the old men shall dream dreams, the young men shall see visions. But it's not contrary to the word of God. God wants you to bring him and remember what he said. What God says is what's going to stand, y'all.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
I don't care what comes and goes. What God says is going to stand. Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Come on, read it.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
What?
And lean not unto thy own understanding.
Come on now.
In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
If you got somebody else directing your path, you're in trouble.
Amen.
If they don't worship your God, I heard one preacher say, well, you know, the Muslims and these other people, but we all serve the same God. No, you're not.
Amen.
And I ain't going to that church no more. Amen. I ain't dealing with that church no more. If they don't have that understanding, there's only one true living God.
Yes.
And God is a jealous God. I didn't give the scripture, but Exodus 20, 1 to 3, said, "He's a jealous God."
Right.
Yeah. Now, I told you that two or three times. I don't know what that man did that got struck by lightning. Remember I told y'all that?
Amen.
He lived through that. 7 years later, he got struck by lightning again. He lived through that. 7 years later, he got struck by lightning again. He lived through that. He must have really made somebody upset. I'm not going to want to say God did this to him. But 3 years into the fourth seven, he passed away. And 5 years later, do you know what? His grave got struck by lightning.
Wow.
Look here. God's a jealous God.
Amen.
Don't you dare put somebody in his place.
Amen.
And look, and if he says, don't do something,
one time,
that's serious. Because God said it.
Yeah, right.
Or that's significant. He says it twice, that's serious.
Yeah.
If he says 25 times, don't do it, or even more, you're in trouble. Like I told somebody, that's like slapping God in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't standing by nobody who slapped God in the face.
Amen.
I'm going to get to stepping. You say, well, you're not supposed to run. No, look here. I ain't fooling. If somebody sets their house afire, I'm getting out the house. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
I understand that. You say, well, I'm going to try to put it up.
Amen.
He started the fire. If I'm going to try to put it out and he can start another fire in the other corner, I'm getting out the house.
Because
he done lost his mind. You slap God, you done lost your mind.
Amen.
But any time you celebrate the horrible scoop, the misfortune tellers, the harm readers, and the zoning crack, you slap your God in the face. Who told you that? God said to lean not to your own understanding.
Amen. Amen.
And see, all that stuff came from the Babylonian days. The Babylonian philosophy, not about the true living God, about the money, the bottom line, what can I get out of this? And every time you call one of those, the monster you're born in, you slap at God in the face. He said, don't mess with that. That's a zodiac sign. That's why I say zodiac crack, because some people are addicted to that. They're actually addicted to, what did my zodiac say I should do today? Oh, I can't go through any green light. What you going to do? Stand at the red light? You going to go through the red light? What in the world? You are outside your mind.
Amen.
Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And who?
He shall, God.
What else is him? Who told you that? Somebody come up to you and say, you know what, so-and-so says, But who told you that? Well, I believe God said that. And it conflicts with his word. I stepped two places to the right.
Amen.
It's your cheek.
Right.
You know, it's one thing, it's bad enough to lie on your neighbor and your family or your brothers. Don't you dare lie on God now.
Amen.
People drop dead lying on God.
Amen.
And the church people have dropped dead because they lied to God on God. Lord have mercy. Who told you that? When you hear stuff, you know, we're going to be quiet. You don't let nothing stand that ain't right. So excuse me, I don't mean no harm. And you use that. Excuse me. I don't mean no harm. But who told you that? Well, I think that's in the Bible. What's the book chapter and verse? I don't know. It's in there somewhere. No, look here. When you find it, come back to me. But until that time, please, don't share that with me. Because I'm not listening to that. Because that's contrary to the word that I read.
Amen.
Who told you that?
Amen.
Now, I'm going to take a question. Give me another scripture.
Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
The word of God, y'all. That's what I'll be telling you stuff. Not. But Uncle Joe said that we ought to do it this way. Bishop so-and-so said we need to do it this way. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you how that some church, I ain't going to mention the church name, but they have it that the mother of Jesus was a virgin. The first, Jesus. But my Bible tells me Jesus had a whole bunch of sisters and brothers.
Amen.
And if she's still a virgin, how did this happen? And then there's some folks that said she didn't even die. You know, she didn't die. She was translated like Elijah and Enoch and all those stuff. She didn't die.
Wow.
And then the worst part, I haven't seen it in my Bible. I've seen it the opposite, where you pray to dead folk. Pray to Mary. Or Saint so-and-so and Saint so-and-so. My Bible talks about necromancy. It's in the Word. And I apologize for not having that scripture. That's praying to dead folk. The Bible talks against that.
Amen.
Who told you that? It's good to honor people that lives a righteous, a good life. But they ain't interceding for me. The Holy Ghost, Jesus, intercedes for me. I'm going to call on Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I'm your intercede. That's what I'm going to call on. St. Jude was nice, but he ain't doing nothing for me.
Amen.
He didn't die for me. He didn't hang up on the cross for me. Who told you that? Glory to God. Give me another scripture, Lord have mercy.
Ephesians 4:10-13.
Go ahead now.
He that descended is the same also that ascended from far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave some apostles.
Wait a minute, let's stop right here. God gave some folk to the church, gifts to the church. So that you can get right information. So you can be taught. Come on now. Read.
And some prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And some evangelists.
Mm-hmm.
And some pastors.
Mm-hmm.
And teachers.
For what reason?
For the perfecting of the saints.
For maturing of the saints. That's for perfection. Go ahead.
For the work of the ministry.
The work of the ministry. Go ahead.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
For the building up of the body of Christ.
Till all come in the unity of faith
and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
You want to grow in grace. Say, well, I'm going to stay home. I ain't going to church. You ain't receiving those five gifts that God gave to the church. And people go anywhere they want to go, except when it's time to go to church, they find a reason why not to. Oh, I don't feel 100%. Look here. Y'all would never see me on Sunday except that was how I felt. You understand that? Come on now, two flights of steps. Two. And then going back up again. Oh, Lord, have me. Who told you that? Come on now. Who said, Kate, in another one? Give me another scripture. I know time is up. I done heard the clock go off, but I'm a preacher. Tell God to stop doing it today. We're going to do clock two on Wednesday. Go ahead now.
2 Timothy 3:16-17.
Go ahead.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God,
mm-hmm.
and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Well, where do you get this from? Those same five gifts to the church. So that you can get the right information. Who told you that? The word of God says so. Go ahead.
2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Glory to God. So, when it says study, that means, I'll read scripture for a couple of minutes, and I'll do this. Study, maybe, sometimes you have to have a workout process. You know what I mean? You've got to, God sent five prophets to the church to minister to folk for the protecting the return of the saints. So for the work of the ministry, the work of the ministry is bring people into right standing with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, then you have ice cream on the cake. And see, when you do that, signs and wonders and miracles gonna follow. Yeah. And then what for what? The edifying, the building up
yeah.
of the church.
Yeah.
Church ought not be the same as it was 10 years ago.
Amen.
You ought not be doing the same thing. You were doing 10 years ago the same way. Something wrong with that piece.
Amen. Yeah.
So,
Amen.
Told you that?
Amen.
What has happened to a lot of churches, they either boil into a vapor, or they freeze into a form. There is somewhere in the middle that God wants us. He wants us to stay in tune with His Spirit.
Yes.
His Spirit is moving on.
Yes.
We got to stay with Him.
Amen.
Listen to Him. Walk with Him. Talk with Him. Have a relationship with Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now. We some more. I feel I'm close to the end of this part. Go ahead.
1 John 3:1-2.
Go ahead.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, that it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
Oh, y'all going to hear something you've never heard in church before. Read another scripture. We're sons of God, sons and daughters of God. Come on now. Next scripture. Come on now. You got to get to this, and then I'm going to stop.
Hallelujah. John 1:12-13.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. John 1:12-13. Hallelujah. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name,
which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
We are children of God. We are children. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Okay, read the next scripture. I'm going to hit it right now. Okay.
John 3:3.
How did you become children? Go ahead now.
Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
You've got to be born again. Okay, go to the next scripture real quick here.
2:5-17.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
A new creation. Come on now.
All things are passed away. All things are become new.
You're children of God. Come on. There's one more. Got to be one more scripture that I got to get in here.
Proverbs 22.
Yes, that's it. Go ahead, read.
Hallelujah. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
You are children. We're not just talking about training little children, 5 and 6 years. Training you, your child and a kid. You've been born again. Those 5 just to train you. Train you. Who told you that?
We
always thought that scripture talks about children,
amen.
Little children,
amen.
Chronological. No, it's talking about children spiritually. Yes. You heard? There's some folks been in church 50 years, and they still acting like they're newborn.
Yes.
And they want you to treat them like a newborn. They want attention like they're newborn. They want you to train and treat them like a newborn. And we understand that. Because he can't do a lot of stuff by himself. Because when he's 15 years old, he ought to be going to the bathroom himself. Is that right?
Yes. Right.
He ought to be putting on his own clothes and eating, you know, feeding himself. Is that right?
Yes.
Come on now. He ought to be talking in complete sentences. Is that right?
Yes.
Amen. You understand what I'm saying here?
Yes.
Push your cut into that. The children that we need to be training is us. The trainers, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Be with the Holy Ghost. Do you hear what I'm saying here? You can't make it. I'm home and I ain't going nowhere. He don't teach like I want to be taught. You don't have the coach of a teachable spirit. You ain't. Nobody's going to be teaching you. So you ain't going to nobody's church. You still talking about something that happened 20 years earlier at a church, and you were sick, and nobody called you to see about you. Did you call anybody to tell them you were sick?
Right, ma'am.
I mean, there's a scripture in Proverbs that talks about those who want to be, who want to have friends, they need to show themselves friendly.
Amen.
I apologize, I don't have that scripture to give them. God is, he ain't finished with me yet. You understand?
Amen.
Excuse my dust. Who told you that?
No.
I'm going to stay home because I'm going to tell God at home. Who told you that? You can do part of your stuff at home. You can save a dinner. You can clean up. But when it's time to pay your rent, what you going to do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad girl. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. I lost it for a moment. The red man's going to be at the door. Says, well, I'm serving God. And my Bible says that Jesus paid it all. You are the verse that prophet says, man don't work, don't eat. As far as I know, man don't work, don't eat, and sleep. Because they got nothing to pay the rent. Oh, Lord, who told you that? So, people try to read stuff from folks. First thing I want to know is who wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
Consider the source.
Amen. That's right.
You know, they say, well, they didn't quote a scripture. They don't quote a scripture for Jesus.
Amen.
They don't more than a saint.
Amen. Amen.
Give me another scripture. Lord, I think I got to stop.
Deuteronomy 18:18.
But just say,
I will raise them up a prophet from among their brothers, like unto thee, and will put my word in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I have commanded him.
Now, y'all wonder why Prophet Cynthia is here. God has put words in her mouth, anointed her to be a prophet.
Yes.
God, those five, what do you call it, fivefold ministry gifts?
Yes.
They were here to elevate the body of Christ, to help the body of Christ.
Amen.
They get their instruction from the Holy Ghost,
yes,
from God. Yes. Who told you that?
Yes.
Sometimes our flesh get us in trouble.
Amen.
I got to stop. But no, Galatians 5:17. So the flesh is at war with the spirit with the flesh, something like that.
And
I'm going to tell you something. Y'all got to consider the source. You know, you got to ask yourself, who told me that? Because something happens, and something tells you, oh, slap her in the face. You got to ask yourself, who told me that? Because if you slap her, if we'd like to come down and visit you every Wednesday, put some money on a book or something. I don't know. We got to stop here, but we got to continue this on Wednesday. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the message on today.
Hallelujah.
Who told you that? Hallelujah. And I want to be able to say, God told me. Jesus told me. The Holy Ghost told me. Mother of us, I want to say what God said.
Yes.
So we can be justified.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord, for our ears and prayers and our hearts.
Amen.
We say, Lord, hallelujah. The Lord bless everyone here. Under the sound of my voice.
Thank you,
Jesus. The Lord cause his face to shine upon us. Be gracious unto us in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone out there, hallelujah, that wants to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, hallelujah, repeat this prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. I repent of my sins. And I believe that you died and that you rose again. And you now living on the right hand of the Father. And I accept you in my heart and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. If you repeated that prayer, you'll now say, it's just that easy. You have crossed over from death unto life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you like to have a Bible, please contact us. If you want the Word of God, hallelujah, so you can read every day, hallelujah, please contact us. Call 410-444-5152 after the service is over, after the broadcast is over, and we will make arrangements to get you the Word of God. Hallelujah. And please join us in the morning for morning prayer. That number is 720-527-5952. The access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. See you in the morning.
Hallelujah. If you want to sow into this ministry, $KPA, the Potter's House, 2023. Or you want to mail something to us, you can join our postal partners. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Potter's House, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. God bless you all. We love you. God loves you. Nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.